and gentlemen, now it's time for Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Hey. Hey. Am I still doing signs?
Yay.
Like a talkie talker.
No. Sit down.
Crowd's leaving.
Sit down. All right.
Sit down or go. Don't,
you know. All right.
Don't linger.
There's plenty of spots to sit in the front. Thank you, guys.
So loud. Don't point it out.
All
right.
Hey, look at all our favorite people are here. Look, yeah, come on in.
We're getting regulars.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of them.
All no, right. I'm not. Oh. All right. Welcome to the Scott Ruins Your Podcast. Brought to us live from Deep Here, Wisconsin in the Green Room Lounge. I actually kind of nailed that this time. I nailed the intro. I did it.
Yeah, and screwdrivered it.
And I brought in a notice to it, too.
You brought the funk.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
You have a thing to tell us.
Yeah.
Yep. Where's
well,
your list?
It's I have it right here. My list of stuff to talk about is right here. And I didn't fill it out. So
it's not a list?
It's
better than daving it out.
Oh, I hate you. Anyways, I figured it's October.
You have nothing written there.
No, I don't. But
why'd you bring that out?
Because I'm fidgety. I figured since it's October, and I like Halloween is like one of my favorite holidays. And I like scary things, like horror movies and horror books and all that stuff. So I wanted to, I emailed you guys. I don't know if you came prepared or not, but I wanted.
What a terrible prompt. Just say, I wanted to do this, and let's fucking do it. Like, don't criticize us before we did anything.
We have let him down, though, before. He does have reason to say that.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, anyways, fine. Fucking, I want to do this. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's what I want to.
But no one knows what we're doing now. I didn't preface it.
All right, full speed ahead, Captain.
All right, anyways, October. I like scary stuff. So I figured we could all tell some scary stories tonight. Not stupid ones like in a book, but like scary things that may have happened to us. Real, preferably real. Don't say fake ones.
Is this what you emailed us to do?
Yes.
Shaking my head. I don't think that happened.
I'm pretty sure.
I remember the date email, but I don't remember.
Oh, Jesus. Remember about 2 minutes ago when you berated me for making fun of you guys for not paying attention?
Yeah.
This is it. This is why I did it. I should have sent more than three. Anyways.
Okay, yes.
So am I to understand you didn't bring any scary stories to
No,
tell?
I've got one.
I got two.
I don't.
All right, then we have three. Perfect. All right,
good.
For each of us.
I got one.
All right. Well, anyways, I want to start it off.
I'm John, by the way. Hello.
Oh.
I'm Mike, by the way. Hello. We're on Scott's podcast.
I'm Scott, and I'm ruining the podcast right now. All right. Every episode, I swear to God. So,
me and Mike are going to be wine buzzed this episode.
I'm going to be
clinks,
clink.
Water buzzed.
Nope, shut up. All right, what's scary story?
Well, I was going to say, initially, I like scary things, but do you guys, I don't know if you guys believe in ghosts or not, do you?
Kind of, no.
Because otherwise this would be just a boring, like, I almost got hit by a car, that was pretty scary, doo-ba-doo. That's not a good ending.
Oh, so now you want a certain kind of, you want a paranormal scary story.
No, I just wanted to see what kind of things were
going to. If I almost got hit by a car, that'd be scary.
It would be scary, but is that the scariest thing, that scariest story you have?
Well, I don't know, maybe, it might be.
Okay, well then we'll wait till your stories. But I want to know, do you guys believe in like paranormal stuff or ghosts or
Yeah, a little
stuff?
Bit. I think things happen. Like, I think things can be haunted, but I don't think just ghosts are just walking around, like, fiddling with things and just walking the streets. I'm like, I think things are haunted if something bad happens.
Like The Grudge.
Sure.
It's a movie. It's a
no,
movie.
I know.
We know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you just, like, I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
You turned into like a seagull.
Seagulls in masks can be scary. Alfred Hitchcock.
Seagulls in masks, very scary. How do they build those little masks?
And who put them on them and trained them to be still?
What are they hiding?
And all they do is just sitting in the parking lot, just hitting their heads to get the masks off.
That'd be
they can't really terrorize anyone. They're
they
just going to be
fly.
So distracted.
The masks are too heavy.
They're just heavy papier-mâché masks made by 6-year-olds.
I was actually thinking like the rubber masks, and it covers like half their body, so they can't even lift their wings, and they just.
Oh, you're thinking like the giant masks you buy at a Halloween store.
Yeah,
a human mask.
Okay, first of all, seagulls can't make their own masks.
That's the joke we just brought up a second ago. We just did a whole rant about.
I know, but I'm saying they can't make them. So how would they get the masks? They're not. No one's gonna make paper mache masks for
we
seagulls.
We literally just did this bit.
But that's why I said that rubber mask.
What if seagulls were wearing masks?
Oh, like the little ones, like you put them on your face and like they're just spending all day in the parking lot just hitting their heads against the parking
lot. Yeah, because they can't make their own masks.
Yeah, like they're over there like paper mache masks like by 6-year-olds.
I agree. Well, anyways, I'll start. Scary stories. All right, so, okay, I don't know.
We have
a hard
45.
Every time you say that, and I have to not touch it because I don't want to. I'm lazy.
What? Touch what?
What do you touch it?
What are you touching?
No. Like, edit that out, Scott. I won't. God, you.
Were you
just,
talking to your future self?
I talk to myself. I'll ask my brother. I talk to myself. I have conversations. What I do at home, like, I'll start talking about something, and then I'll respond to myself what I think my brother would say to me, and then I respond to him.
What?
In myself.
In yourself?
Like, I don't let him talk sometimes.
Like you, like he's in the room and you'll say something and then you'll say what you think he's going to say and then you'll respond to that?
Yeah, sometimes like...
You're
like,
a crazy person.
No, it's just normal.
No, you're a... No, it's not normal. That's a crazy
rude.
Person.
Crazy or rude.
It could be both. It might be both.
No, crazy people aren't rude. They're just crazy.
You don't just let him answer by himself? You can think in your head, I think he's going to say this, but you just shouldn't respond for him. That's a scary story.
But what if I don't?
That's a horror movie. It's like, where do you want to go? The beach? Good, we'll go to the beach. And then he murders him on the beach.
Why would he murder me on the beach?
No, you murdered him because you're crazy.
Oh. He murders him.
He murders
him.
I wrote the story perfectly. I don't know why you couldn't find it.
No, do I murder him or do I murder my version of him?
No, you murder him because
you're
the only
person murdered another pronoun.
You murder he.
I don't go.
I am. He is. You are. We.
Okay. First of all, I don't go to the beach. So that's not gonna happen.
Why don't you go to the beach? It's a brilliant place. Full of garbage and
seagulls,
women
masks.
In bikinis. Yeah, seagulls and masks.
Women on bikinis in on beaches. That's the scariest story. Jesus, I need some alcohol in this.
Me and Mike drink every podcast. I don't know what you do.
I don't know why you don't.
Because.
You always stay
scary
sharp.
Stories.
I need my wit to stay sharp. My words to work.
maybe you should drink.
I should. Anyways,
you're probably. This is the thing. Like, you know how I'm terrible at pool, but if I have like 2.5 drinks, I'm awesome at pool.
No,
but if I have 4, I'm terrible. No, I'm actually good at it. I bet with people. But like you're probably a great podcaster. Like 2 drinks in.
Next time we'll check it.
We have a bar right 20 feet away. We can get a drink for you right away.
Next, good day. They're not
good day? Did you just say good day?
Good day.
What do you like to drink?
I like vodka.
Can we get Scott a vodka?
Can we get a glass of vodka with a lime in it?
Can I have a vodka glass with lime in it and ice? High five.
Scary stories.
All right.
Hard 45.
All right, 45 minutes worth of stories. No, we're going to do other stuff. But anyways... So, okay, when I was younger, and, like, I was, like, in high school and college and stuff, I used to think that's younger than now. That was, like, 12 years ago.
Yeah, you were younger yesterday, too.
I was younger 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
We're all younger.
So were we all.
Oh, God.
Remember the seagulls?
No. Distant
what if they wore paper mache masks, like a 6-year-old just hitting their head against
a
parking
lot? Because a seagull can't make his own mask, and so it's hard to fly.
Oof. All right,
That's what the sound the seagulls would make when they're hitting the mast of the pavement. Oof. I'm hilarious. Scary stories.
Jesus.
That's a scary story. The Jesus story? Kind of scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. They take a man
especially
trying
for kids. They put like thorns on his head and nails in his hand. And
A man cured a leopard and he got nails through his
fingers. A leopard.
No, he cured leopards.
Bible have you read, Scott?
Uh-oh.
Leopards were just having limbs fall off everywhere, and he was just like, heal. And then it attacked Judas, and Judas is like, I'm going to crucify you for this leopard attack. And then Pirate crucified Jesus.
A pirate?
Pontius Pirate.
Pontius Pirate, yeah.
He's a pilot. Like
he was pilot. A pilot? He drove planes? That's impossible.
Scare stories. So, anyways, when I was in high school and college, I used to think, I'm not sure if I still don't know what
you
was
used
happening.
To think? What happened?
Jesus.
And you started talking to yourself?
Yeah.
Jesus. Now there's a scary
Jesus.
Story.
God, no. I think this is my nightmare. I think this episode is my nightmare. This is episode 5, by the way. 5 episodes.
4, really.
5.
You have 4 proof.
This Halloween episode will be great when you release it in February.
because Valentine's Day is scary, too. So we're getting ready for that.
Okay, scary story.
Scary story.
So are we going to tell these, or are you just going
to
talk about...
Well, I'm trying to tell you. You keep yelling about seagulls and Jesus.
Sorry, we're going on funny bits and rants during this comedy podcast.
I do like the idea of Jesus seagull, though.
Does he have holes in his wings and he
yes.
just falls to the ground?
Yep. And a corn of thorns.
Corn
of thorns.
Corn of crowns. And a crown of thorns made of thumbtacks because he's a seagull.
And the game of thorns and crowns.
All right, you were in college and used to...
Okay, so anyways, I'll do the abridged version since I can't get the preface done.
That wasn't the abridged version?
No, I was leading up with pre-story and then post-story. And then
I'm not sure what the audience feels about this show. I'm confused. They're just kind of staring at it like they're a zoo animal or something.
That's. Oh my yeah. God! I heard my name. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, when I was in college, I was pretty sure that my dorm room was haunted.
Okay.
I mean, actually, pretty much every college has like every dorm is haunted, right? Pretty much.
No.
Yes, there's always stories like this dorm was haunted because a boy fell down a. Elevator shaft.
That's at mining school.
Fell down an elevator shaft and after his girlfriend broke up with him and then from the 60s and then every dorm is haunted. Everyone.
See, well, I went to...
Oh, Jesus, she did bring a vodka at me.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Oh, Lori. John is already drunk.
All right. No, I'm not drunk.
Okay. So, anyway, so every...
Don't throw it at her.
She's not a stripper. We're just throwing money.
All right, no, my college can't be haunted because it was, I think, made in the 70s, which is, I think, too young to have a haunting.
Yep, before the 70s.
Is this literally just vodka and
yeah. With a lime.
We gotta squeeze a lime a little
you
bit.
You gotta squeeze
it,
yeah.
You just shoved it in there.
Yeah.
You didn't even let me squeeze it. It's already
blown. It's gonna mix in. Just, you can squeeze it or just let it absorb in there.
Okay, God damn it.
Science. Eat okay. The lime. So your dorm was haunted. Go.
Yeah. So one day, numerous things happened where it always made me wonder what was happening, but this one story freaked the shit out of me the most. I had a single room. This year I had a single dorm room, so I was in a dorm room by myself, and I ended up. I woke up in the middle of the night, and he's not even listening. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I glanced over at the door, and it looked like a girl was standing in my door frame. Which, first of all, that's
scary.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's just scary that a girl was in my dorm room in the first place. Oh. But she didn't look like around that time. And she... Like
on her period?
No. Not time... time period. Like time period of like decades. But she was staying there and she looked like...
That? You just like...
Oh, dear God. Well, she was wearing a skirt. But she was kind of like leaning her head down like she was fixing her earring. And I was like, woke up, I'm like, oh, this is a dream, and I went back to sleep. And then in the morning, I woke up to go to take a shower, and I stepped on something by the door where she was standing, and there was an earring that was embedded
Shut
in the carpet. No, no, shh. There was an earring embedded in the carpet, and it was rusted. And I still have it to this day somewhere in my room. I have it. I kept it.
You picked up a haunted piece of something and kept it? That's every horror movie. Oh, what's this creepy doll? I guess I'll just throw it in my children's room and then wonder why it's being haunted.
So I put it in like one of those little capsule eggs that you get in the quarter machines.
Yeah.
I have it in one of those in one of the many bins in my house.
Too like.
You know what happened? This is all your bad luck with women. What happened is that girl, she was getting her earrings on before her first date ever, and she fell down a mining shaft, apparently. and then when she died, she cursed that whoever ever took her earrings would never have any luck with women, and you've kept this earring. And so what's going to happen is you're going to chuck that in a fire, and then or just give it to someone, like, drag me to hell, and be like, here's an earring I found, and then they're going to be in luck, and you're going to be swimming in puss.
Which is not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's that much of you swimming in it, it's...
That's freaky as hell.
Well, I'll say, to be fair, I didn't have luck with women before this, so that you're just not proving anything with that story. What are your thoughts?
I'm tired of your self-deprecation.
What word?
Your self-deprecation.
Deprecation.
Your self-defecation.
I'm really tired of that. I wish you would have someone help you with your defecation.
But it's my self... defecation. I can do it myself.
No, you should have a defecation.
So that okay. I don't know if I can beat that. Well, that's a really scary story.
Like, that wasn't even the scariest thing that happened.
What?
I woke up and I saw people in my room once, like a whole bunch of people, and one was leaning over my bed and his face was all bruised and he was smiling at me.
And you're sure this wasn't a dream?
It might have been. That's why I didn't really give it much bearing. But the fact that I found an earring creeped the shit out of me.
That's really creepy.
It is. It was so fun. I showed it to all the girls that I knew. I'm like, is this yours? And she's like, why'd I have that old of an earring? Because, like, the claws that held the diamond or whatever it is, like, they were, like, rusted and breaking off.
You found a diamond and didn't sell it?
Well, it might be, I don't know. It was a, what are other gems that are, like, clear?
Rubies.
Clear and white. Not white.
Blood diamonds.
It's not a blood diamond. It's like...
Emeralds.
It could just be a plastic piece of glass.
Zirconian.
Plastic piece
zirconium.
Of glass?
Yeah, it could be a zirconium.
Zirconium.
A subic zirconium.
The Qbert and the zirconium.
A Qbert zirconium.
I'm cyborg zirconium.
Maybe I just don't understand jewelry. That's why I don't get girls. You got a nice Qbert zirconium on your face.
You don't have to understand women to have no jewelry. What?
The other way around.
Exactly.
Either way, they're not mutually
exclusive. All right, so what happened? So you just woke up and there were people in your room and a guy had a bruised face?
Yeah, like the light from the window was just shining right on his face. And he was, like, just grinning with his teeth out. And his face was all, like, bruised, like he got beat up. And then there's a girl just sitting on my desk watching me. And that was my, and then later on when the creepy stuff started happening. I had a dorm. This is back when I lived with my roommate Thomas, and he had a bunk bed.
Describe
thing.
Thomas full detail.
He was I don't know. He had a goatee.
Okay.
Better than me because at the time I didn't have a beard.
What color?
Brown, dark brown.
What's his hair?
It was dark brown as well. He had a flat top haircut, like kid and play, but shorter.
So military style haircut?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, sure. He said yeah. He met him.
Okay.
It's my brother.
Flat top haircut and a goatee. All
right. Yeah. Okay. So, but he was shorter than me. But anyways, he had a loft, and then my bed was right underneath it, so we had like bunk beds.
How big was his dick?
I never saw it. Almost
did. Did you see your roommate's dick?
I almost did. I walked in on him once when he was watching.
You walked in on it?
Porn?
Was
wait,
he there?
Wait, what? You watched? You walked in on him watching porn?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Not really.
Was he like under the covers, or was he just full
no,
of
no, I was supposed to be in class, and I came back, so I had to get my books, so I brought my books. And he had already locked the door, and I was like, already hit play. But anyways,
so he left it going while you unlocked the door? Like,
well, like, no, because I was in a hurry, so I, like, unlock open at the same time, and he was like,
So what was he doing? Was he on the bed, on a chair?
He was at his computer desk.
Oh, just watching internet porn.
Just watching internet porn.
Oh, for the entertainment value.
I don't know. I didn't stop to ask. I'm like, books! And I grabbed him and ran out.
Oh, you should have relished in that moment.
No, I was going to be late for class.
It's a great story, just catching a guy masturbating.
Anyways, we had loft bed.
Oh, right.
Mine was better underneath it, so it was kind of like bunk beds.
And like
we had more room in our dorm room because they're small. And I was going to take a nap after like, he was down the hall playing video games. I'm like, I'm just going to take a nap. So I lay down on my bed, and I lay there, and then the bed starts shaking, and I heard, like, breathing. Like, you know when someone's breathing, and they're sleeping, it's just like a... And I heard that. I'm like, Thomas? I'm like, did I fall asleep and then not notice? I'm like, Thomas? And then I get up and I look. He wasn't up there. And I laid down. And it happened again. And then I got up and I looked. And I'm like, well, third time's a charm, just like in a movie. And I lay back down. And I heard again that the bed started shaking a little more. So I got up and I opened the door. And the door got stuck. which it never does. So I pulled it open, I jerked it open more, and then it shut again, and I stayed in my friend's room down the hall till like nighttime.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. This is a
How is this not the first story you told me when you met me? This is fascinating. I'm so angry. It took like 4 years. This is amazing. You've been in
four
the presence
years.
Of like a ghost twice. That's you own a ghost earring. Like, how is that not the first thing you tell people? Like online profile. Hi, I'm Scott. I'm single. I have a ghost earring. They're
because,
like, what? Okay. I must know this man.
You think that I'm crazy because I talk to myself, but yet I have ghost earrings. Like, oh, he's sane.
No, that's crazy. Having a ghost earring is interesting.
But the thing is, no one, like, these days, no one believes in ghosts as much as they used to. Because fucking Ghost Hunter shows, and like,
well,
oh,
yeah, because we had
Ghost.
Behind the Magic on Fox with the guy in the mask where we found all the tricks.
There's nothing to do with ghosts.
Yeah.
What a play. Yeah.
I think that bed shaking and the heavy breathing thing is not as scary in the fact that you set up that you had caught your roommate masturbating one time.
I didn't know because it was a setup.
I think your roommate was masturbating, and when you went, hey, Thomas, are you up there? He's like, oh, shit, I'm not getting caught again.
But no,
he like hid up there, but then went
no,
keep
I,
doing
so,
it.
No, as soon as I left.
Oh,
I,
so you're saying the heavy breathing was him masturbating?
Yeah, and the bed shaking.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
No, because I went down the hall and he was playing Tekken Tag Tournament.
Well, yeah,
our
he
friends
ran
were.
Out.
Yeah, he ran out. The door was stuck because his jizz was all in the singes. Oh, I'm the gross one. No, I'm sorry. No, you know, I went out of the line.
Jesus Christ.
Now there's a scary guy.
No! All right.
Came back from the dead.
Okay, well, that was one.
Now, did you ever research this, like, to see if anything had ever happened?
Well, you type up, like, UW Oshkosh ghosts, and everyone's like, my ghost, there's the boyfriend, and it's like, it's always the same stuff.
You didn't do a lot. So you just went to a Google engine, you typed Oshkosh ghosts, and when you saw one person go, you just went, nah, fuck it. I don't need to research.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's posting these things? Good girlfriend's post.
Well, I mean, okay, then the room directly above that, apparently things had happened in that room like years before, so I don't know what was happening. Because there was rumors. God, this is not interesting, is it?
No, it's very it's
okay.
unsettling.
All right,
why
fine.
I'm going, ugh.
Okay, so I'm the bored. Room the room directly above me, I knew the girls that lived directly above our room, and they would and they both had bunk bed or loft beds, and they had that the bar that made sure you didn't fall out of the bed.
Yeah.
And they would always like, I guess they would like. Fight with them? Not fight with them, but like just like kind of swing around, like, oh, we're in a roller coaster. I don't know. I was never up there.
Okay.
But one night, because I knew they played around with those bars, and in the middle of the night, I heard like just them banging it against the ground, like against the cement floor. I'm like, oh, those girls are at it again. Not in that way.
That's the easiest in to talk to girls.
But
like, they're making
when they're
noise.
Banging things on the floor.
Yeah,
ladies. But then, like, so, okay, so all that was happening. I would always hear noise up there. And then a girl that lived right across the hall from them, her radio would once in a while just turn on to random stations. And she's like, that's weird. Probably just, you know, nothing because dumb electronics. But then after all that stuff, after I gathered all these stories, I heard from someone who knew stuff that happened in the dorms. And they didn't know that I knew these stories. But they're saying that years ago, like, I don't know, the 60s or 70s, like most ghost stories happen. That the two girl roommates that lived in that room had a fight, and then one weekend, the girl was supposed to go home to visit, and I'm doing that in quotes for the podcast people. She's supposed to go home to visit, and apparently the girl disappeared, a bunch of her stuff disappeared, and it was rumors that they found parts of her in a garbage bag in the basement. This was never found to be true or not. But I mean, that would explain why numerous times when I was in the basement doing laundry, I would hear things. Because I would go, I would do laundry at like 3 a.m. because no
why?
One else. Because no one else was down there.
Who gives a shit? That's creepy.
No.
You went to Oshkosh and you Googled things. They went ghost stores, blah, and you found a ghost earring and you went, nah, I'm going to do laundry at 3 a.m. I'm sure nothing fucking weird happens down there. You're a creep.
No, well, you just only heard footsteps. That's it. You didn't.
Oh, that's normal to hear footsteps. Christ.
But apparently that happened in the room that was right above us. So that's just something.
Do you still have connections at Oshkosh? Can we do like an overnight sleepover, like in the summer when there's no kids there, like do a Ghost Adventures type of shit?
I don't know.
Is that trademarked yet? Ghost Ventures?
Ghost Adventures is, I think.
How about just Ghost Ventures?
Ghost Ventures?
Ghost Ventures.
Yeah, they probably sue us because it's too close.
This is just vodka.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. You probably spent like $30 on that.
Did
yeah.
he? Okay, I'll just make sure. Anyways, but yeah, that was one of my stories, but I turned it into like six.
That's amazing. How can we beat that? Those are creepy. So you heard footsteps, you had a ghost earring, and someone was breathing heavy in a bed that wasn't there.
Yeah.
I still couldn't sleep. I'm probably going to be fucked up tonight.
I don't want to tell any more of those, but...
You have more?
You have more?
It was like, I was there for 3 years. That was all, like, most of that was just 1 year.
Did you stay in the same place, or were there different places in different locations?
No, I stayed in the same dorm, but I stayed in that one room for, like, a year and a half.
Wow.
And then I moved down the hall. And that down the hall is where the earring thing happened. Oh, that reminds me. Another time, this is kind of creepy, because my roommate at the time, when I was in the haunted room, I was in the homecoming parade, and I was on the parade, and my roommate was like, fuck this, I'm going to sleep. And because he didn't care. No one cared about the things. But I was in hall government, so I was like, I need to help with the homecoming stuff.
Wait, what? Hall government?
Hall government.
Were you the president of
I
the
hall?
I
was the secretary.
Point of order.
What does that mean?
It means whenever we had our hall government meetings every week, I would take the notes, and then I would write them up, and then tape them to all the bathrooms.
Why?
Because that's...
You're adults. Who gives a shit?
Because it'd be dormant.
You're being haunted by ghosts and having sex. That's...
Whoa!
They have a better podcast going over there.
Yeah. Apparently. But that's okay. But anyways, it was the parade, and my roommate was like, maybe if I'm awake, I'll look out the window and see you. And there's at the time, he was interested in this girl that lived upstairs, and I was interested in this girl in my other class. We'd always like have conversations about how we would date them. It was a lot of fun, guys.
Did you ever ask them out?
Yeah, I did. And we watched, in my haunted room, we watched The Ring. But then,
nice.
I know.
How'd that go?
I touched her.
Like, shook her hand? Or,
this is a good drink. But anyway.
I want to hear more about this.
So what was she wearing?
That's not okay. This is how the story.
No. So you're watching The Ring. It's scary.
Right, watching The Ring. Which part did you start touching each other?
Okay.
Was
no
it
one...
when the horse goes off the boat and you see the horse and you're like, I'm sorry, horse is
no,
so sad. And she's like, I know.
No, it was. That was a really funny part though.
No.
I mean, no. It was the part when we were watching the video and she got freaked out by the centipede because she's afraid of centipedes. So she's like, and then, yeah. But anyways.
Wait,
so
like
then
right what? Away?
Then what?
No, it's like 20 minutes in, guys.
Then what?
I don't, just, okay, back to the story.
No, we're not going to let this go.
So.
What mean, like, what?
She like touched, and then you touched her. She grabbed you.
No one wants her. To hear that.
Yes, we all
about
do.
This.
Do. We want
we she want looked to. Like a video game character, and that's why she was hot. No, that's not true.
She looked like...
Was she Metroid?
No. No, she wasn't because Metroid is the alien virus that attaches people's heads. Her name is Samus, John. Look it up.
But
and
like
that's why I have more than one story of a girl touching
me. So he was like hanging out with the girl that lived upstairs a lot and stuff. And then at one point when we were walking past my dorm, I looked up and he was in the window waving. And I'm like, oh, he brought whatever her name, Aaron. Let's say Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, he brought her down. Oh, I found out. No, he didn't. There's just some girl I saw in the room that wasn't there. Because I thought she was standing right next to me. I'm like, oh, they were both waving.
You think
and
like, they're like, he was lying to you?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a good guy.
But he wouldn't do that just to fuck with you? Like, he didn't want to know? Like, if you were both talking about... hanging out with the girl upstairs, that if he hooked up with her, wouldn't he, like, lie about it and just be like, nah,
no,
I was hooking out with her.
No, because I walked in on them dancing. Not anything else. They're dancing. They're, like, slow dancing. I don't know.
Was his penis in her?
No. No, she wasn't. I mean, he wasn't.
So you apparently saw a ghost girl waving?
Yeah.
It just looked like a normal person, though?
Yeah, I thought she dyed
her
hair.
Did it have, like, an eerie thing about it?
Not really. She was
normal. Probably a girl. He was fucking...
No, but her hair was a different color.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are more women in the dorm. Maybe she was like, hi, can we just hang out during homecoming? I'm a little hungover. He's like, come on in, baby.
No, trust me.
Want to watch The Ring?
Trust me. We weren't players. We weren't. We were. Neither of us were players at all. Although he's now... He has a girlfriend now.
Play up.
Jesus, I'm okay.
I also got some play during The Ring.
Did you?
Twice.
Wow, that's good.
Well, one in the theater and one when I watched it on DVD. Alright.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, okay.
I thought you went once and then once with the sequel.
Yep.
So that
The Ring 2, no one got to play. I no. Just stand there going, what the fuck is this?
I hit the play
is that
button.
A CGI deer?
That was the worst fucking part. Just CGI deer? That was it? Yeah. Oh, that movie was suck a dick. I didn't say it right, so I just kept going. Just lime in here.
You know, if we're not liking that drink, you are chugging that down.
So anyways, that was one of my stories.
That was one story?
Yeah.
One?
Well, I wasn't initially... I had just the earring part was going to tell, but then you guys kept pulling it out of me because there's more. I mean, there's more, but we're not going to spend the whole time talking about my weird things that happen in dorms.
We don't have, like, anything, I'm guessing. Like, we have not, well, like the weirdest thing that ever happened to me, I was in an apartment, and I walked out of my bedroom, and I thought I saw, like, three shapes of, like, figures standing at the top of my staircase, and I freaked out and closed the door, but then I turned on all the lights, and there was nothing there. And then when I tell people, they're like, yeah, you probably walked out of your room, and it was dark, but it was light, so then you had a weird mixture of light and things, and then it appeared.
Well, if you
that's
tell,
the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, if you tell the story like that, of course it's not going to be scary.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Like, I freaked out, and then I don't think it was anything.
Oh, okay. Mike, do you have one?
Like, you've actually, like, touched things and, like, experienced visions
yes.
and, like, seen things. I haven't even... No, nothing. Because I did laundry at 2 p.m. like
this,
an adult.
This could be, like, a four-hour podcast if I went into the whole thing. It really could be.
Why don't you write a book?
Because I'm lazy.
Book writing is like the least lazy. You
started,
sit there and type. It's
to, be, to tell you the truth, I actually did start writing a book, but I was writing it by hand.
Well,
and
yeah,
fuck that.
That's a lot of effort.
So then I started typing it in the computer.
By
and
hand?
Like, this is, yes, my fingers. In the.
You should. If you had like a little small book that like about ghost stories in Oshkosh and you brought it to Oshkosh, I bet someone would publish it and you could sell it around there. And
you could do a little blog.
Yeah, a little blog thing, a little
blog
website
thing.
With pictures. You can go investigate thing. Your whole life's been waiting for you and you don't even know it.
At one point in high school, I had like really, really vivid, like perception type things, like psychic-ish.
Go on.
Things. No, it's not a big deal.
No, this is so interesting. You don't even like you say these okay. things like they're normal. Like everyone's like, yeah, I had some psychic
okay.
abilities in high school.
So
moving on.
Okay. What? Okay. One of the most believable because it actually had evidence type thing. Was my friend Justin. I was in a class with him, and we're just hanging out in class. I looked at him like, Justin, your head is bleeding. And he's like, no. What is it? And he's like rubbing his head. He's like, no, I don't see anything. And then I was like, no, it's like there's blood like right here. And he's like, no, it's not bleeding. And then I had asked other people, and they looked, and they didn't see anything. And he got a mirror, and he didn't see anything. But I saw like a bunch of blood like right here. 2 days later, when he was at work, he worked for like St. Edward College. And he would, like, put together banquet halls and stuff like that.
Okay.
And apparently he dropped something on the ground. And he bent over to pick it up, and he hit his head on the corner of a filing cabinet, like, right there. And then we went to go hang out afterwards, and he comes up, and he's like, you motherfucker. I'm like, oh, just like I said.
I would love it if a psychic was like that.
Hey!
I knew that was going to happen.
Your dad died.
I totally called it.
And okay, and then another time dealing with him was we were hanging out, a bunch of us, my brother, my
How
friend
Matt.
How
funny would that be if you were only psychic for him? Like you could only see, like if you could only see his
just,
future, like
just bad things,
just bad.
Oh,
like,
no, I didn't see all of it. But we were hanging out one summer. It was my friend Matt, my friend Justin, his girlfriend, my brother, and I. And we were in we had a minivan we used to drive, and we were driving from like point A to point B. And I was sitting there, We took the middle seat out, so it was the front seat, back seat, and then I had to sit on the ground in the middle. But I didn't want to sit on the driver's side, so I sat on the passenger side where the slide door comes. So I'm like, this feels safer. And I'm like, I don't know why. I just don't want to sit on that side. The next week, he was driving at work, and someone T-boned him in the work van right in the driver's side where I would have been sitting if it was that van. But enough about me. Mike.
What do you mean enough about you? You apparently now you are a sea ghost. You're a psychic. Like, how do I not know any of this stuff?
Because I don't tell anyone.
Why not?
Because no one believes me.
We do.
I don't.
See? No one. That's why.
John does.
That's
nice.
That's why
I'm naive.
That's why I had
two. By the way, that's just a mixed drink. I had a couple sips.
Shut you. I fucked you.
You fucked me?
What is it mixed with?
Well, now lime and
probably
ice.
Sprite or club soda?
Anyways, I haven't had vodka in a long time. Okay, this weekend.
Yeah, but we literally had it just Saturday.
I haven't had before. It was only like two shots worth. I didn't have
you
a lot.
You drank a third of the bottle.
Mike!
What?
I was going to say, I had two stories. One, because I figured if no one believed in ghosts and stuff, I would skip that one and then tell this other scary story. But it didn't happen to me. I actually heard about it on a different podcast, and they were talking about seeing it on Reddit. And I was going to search. But just the idea in general is creepy as hell. Even whether it's true or not, it freaks the hell out of me.
Go on.
But there was like a Reddit thing that they're talking about. And I was going to look it up before I came here, and I played Minecraft.
Please explain more.
Minecraft? It's a game.
No, just go. Just tell the story.
But they're talking about like all these scariest things that may have happened to you on the road, and there's like a thread, and they're telling the story about how this guy was driving on the east, the east side of the country, and he's going through the mountains and stuff. But he was so used to taking a different route, he's like, "Well, I'm driving back and forth a lot. I'm going to take a different route through the mountains." So he's driving through the mountains at maybe like 1 or 2 in the morning, and he's coming up and he sees a car. Actually, two cars on the side of the road with their hazards on and, like, two people laying in the middle of the road. And he's driving. He's like, oh, my God, there's been an accident. But he's thinking something doesn't look right because he used to be, like, a first responder. So he knows what accidents look like. And he sees, well, he's going to drive slowly past. And if it looks bad, he'll turn around and come back. So he slowly drives past. And then he looks up at his rearview mirror and, like, 30 people come up from the woods into the middle of the road staring at him. They're chasing him down the road. Like, they had set up, like, some sort of hillbilly sting operation to rob the guy or whatever. Is that the...
Hillbilly sting
operation. I don't know.
In like, the east?
Well, like, in the mountains, like, down by, like...
They got hillbillies everywhere.
Like, I don't know where the Appalachians and stuff... Like, I don't know. Alabama's near there.
Like, the southeast.
Yeah.
Oh, not so like you're saying like he was supposed to stop and look at what was going on and then and like, 30 people were going to bum rush his car.
Okay, maybe not 30.
A bunch.
Let's say a bunch of people. Let's say 15. I don't know. I don't remember the details. That's why I was going to look it up.
That's a good hillbilly sting. It's a classic.
Best I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's
okay. I've seen my part. My share of hillbilly stings.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't realize that my ghost story was going to go over like well and the scariest story I've heard in a long time isn't. Mike, what do you
have? But you added realism to it because it was people just coming out of the woods to rob someone. That's not scary. That's just...
Man, okay, imagine it. Pitch black. You're in the mountains. There's no street lights.
No, it's scary, but
it's scary. But the it's not ghost earring scary. Yeah.
No, that's why I said if no one believes in ghosts, that's another scary story. I said scary stories. Could be when you fell off a horse.
Yep.
I almost said ghost.
Ghost horse. Fall off a ghost horse.
Especially because they just disappear out of nowhere and then you just fall.
Sleepy Hollow style. I never watched the show. But it happened in the Disney cartoon.
Go on.
Mike, what do you have?
You keep referring to me. I have two stories, but they're not going to be nearly as good. So.
Okay.
You front-ended.
Don't worry, I have a shitty secret this week, so we'll go with that.
Oh, this is an addition to the secrets?
Yeah.
Shit.
Should I pull up my email and see what I sent?
I didn't read it anyway. So,
but you responded. All right, whatever.
It does not. Just because I responded does not mean anything. So I had in the dorm at St. Norbert, there's a story about a kid who fell down an elevator shaft.
See?
Which at one point was a mine shaft. and I was there one summer and. The radio was across the room, and suddenly the radio was playing, and then started changing channels very rapidly. And it was really scary for a moment. I'm pretty sure what happened was it had a remote, and like that was like plugged, stuck somewhere, and it was going off. I think that was. So that's not as scary. See? See? But I instantly dismissed it as not scary. So I'm okay.
Then
I found our earring. Which
a
is
rusty
scary.
One.
No,
that's why I drove to Oshkosh and I threw it into a dorm window.
The creepiest thing though was like she was doing this with her head, like leaning like she was fixing her hair or putting an earring in, but she must have dropped it or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no,
but
I the got thing that is, from the story.
But that was the begin. Like that was like like in April. So why didn't I feel that the entire year until
probably,
that moment?
Because you probably saw her on the anniversary of the time that she did that.
Yeah,
that's how ghosts work. They're slaves to the calendar.
This is my anniversary of when I lost my earring.
See, that's why I don't believe in ghosts, because that would suck. Like, I have to show up here. Why?
That time of year.
80 years ago on this day, I lost an earring. Now I gotta go fucking stand in the doorway and lose the earring again until someone finds it. And when he finds it, I hope he puts it on my grave instead of in a little plastic capsule on his desk.
So I can go to heaven.
So I can finally go to heaven. Nope, he didn't. Shit.
Maybe she had two earrings. Yeah. I was just.
And I also feel
one.
Like if these things did happen, I feel like there'd be a pattern. Like that room would be like always like kind of vacant, or like there always like if you Googled your room, there would be like blogs and other people connecting stories and being like, "This happened to me."
Yeah,
I've seen this years ago.
This is like 2002.
Yeah, if you Google it now, maybe. But you know, but now the earrings there and the curse has been.
That's true. There's probably a shitty website. With flash animation on it that you could have looked at.
And some GIFs or GIFs, whatever. Okay, let's just jump into the secrets because we're getting good at time. Hour 45. All right, we can do that.
How far are we into this?
Well, we started late.
Numbers on the screen anyway.
That's okay. So each week or each episode, Mike, John, and I come with a secret to share to have the audience feel closer to us, and we feel closer to each other. Why is that weird every time? I want people to interact with. Last time I said I couldn't wink, and I got so many people talking to me about that afterwards. It was so fun. Then I had girls winking at me for like a week. It was good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was fun. So, Mike, do you have one this week, or did you not bring one? My foot fell asleep. Oh, because I was like leaning on it the whole time. Scary stories get me intrigued.
They're your stories, though. You know how they end. I mean, there's no like suspense for you. You know, like I wonder how this is gonna end.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should finish.
I wonder
it.
How Usual Suspects is gonna end again.
I never saw it because my roommate at the roommate that I had
masturbating
like,
to it.
I never even knew what the movie. And he's like. Oh yeah, this Cars of Soze. I'm like, I don't know what that means. He's like, oh, because he was this character. I'm like, what? I don't know what this means. Oh, you never saw this? It's a good movie. I'm like, oh, okay. And then
Mike,
Your
secret.
Secret? So I cut myself shaving today.
I saw.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
I know.
Mike, yeah, blood in your face, right there.
I know. Thanks.
Right there.
Yeah. I know.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Do you see it?
When was the last time you shaved, Scott?
A month ago.
Okay.
Really? You don't even trim? You should trim.
I know. I need to. I was going to that tonight, and then I played Minecraft. I'm not very good at tasks.
I thought you were going to say Minecraft.
I'm okay. I mean, I've only lost a few diamonds to the lava, but, you know.
Who hasn't?
So you cut yourself shaving?
Yeah, and it was one of those where you're shaving and you feel it happening as you're doing it, and you're like, I can't. The momentum is too. I can't. And then, yeah, it was. Bad. It brought to mind that I thought, well, I had to bring a secret that was scary or at least unnerving. And so that's brought to mind a thing that's been bugging, not bugging me, but.
Crack my straw.
Jesus Christ.
That's a scary story. Whoa. That was a callback to 18 times this podcast.
Yeah. I did it twice. What was I talking about?
Shaving brought a memory back.
Brought back memories.
So,
scary.
You guys ever, like, carve a chicken?
Mm-mm. No.
But you know what it means.
Yes. Okay. Go. Yes.
Yeah. You cut too close to the bone, maybe, and kind of scrapes along the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this irrational fear that's going to happen to me, like my leg bone. Like,
no.
Run into a table and it'll, like scrape the bone.
Ah!
Yeah. It's a terrible feeling. It's a sensation. I've had that sometimes. I'll be like sitting, like with my legs under the coffee table. I'm gonna get up and I'm like, and then it passes through my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Like what? Weird. If I, yeah. Or what if I like get up, I trip, and like, and then, yeah.
Ooh.
Because okay. The shin bone is very exposed. I'm very, very.
Yeah, it hurts a lot when you get. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm nervous that if I do like hit it, it's gonna go down to the bone. And that's gonna be like.
Oh, really?
That scrapey thing.
I'm always afraid I'll hit the back of my foot and then like snap my Achilles tendon. I'm always afraid of that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
that's
that
like
one.
The that's the scariest thing.
That would be a bad one too.
That was the worst thing about Hostel when he cut the back of
yeah.
the girls.
Oh yeah. I think I should just play more soccer, because then you get like more like kicks and like bruises there. So like you get used to things like hurting your legs. So like
Trinkies,
you're not as scared anymore.
Trinkies make me warm. Sorry,
your cheeks
I mean,
are a little red. It's awesome.
They are. I mean, my face is getting it's all getting wet and red.
Just like
but he's also stumbling less over his words and interrupting us more.
Exactly.
He's becoming
I am not
more
interrupting.
Like us. Oh. Yeah, he's adapting to us.
Oh, so basically I'm just a drunk you guys. No, you're a drunk me. Oh, wait.
So he's getting funnier.
Drunk me is you guys sober. No, you're drunk too. I don't fucking know. So anyways.
But he's not stuttering.
I will stutter. I will slap you.
Oh, and now belligerent. He goes through the... the spectrum of drunk really quickly. Like, woo, fun, yeah, fuck you. Oh, Scott, that was 5 minutes.
You're perfect, one drink in, it's amazing.
If I get the hiccups, I'm going to be pissed. I put the crack straw in this water, and then I'm drinking out the... Oh, man. So the shin bones.
That was it. That was creepy enough, man. What more do you want from me?
John, what are you going to say?
Oh, well, a lot of people know this, but well, some people don't. But I didn't have a hot dog till I was in college.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't have a hot dog?
No.
Never.
I was a very picky eater, and then it never appealed to me to have one. And then I had one tailgating with my friends because I would always bring that up because I was a picky eater. At my friend's house when I was like younger, they would have a grill out, and I didn't really like a lot of food, so I had a chip sandwich. I had chips with bread, and they still bring it up.
That's a good idea.
Now I love every like meat tailgating thing except hamburgers. I don't like hamburgers.
What?
I do not like hamburgers.
Like at tailgates or ever in general?
Just in general. Like I can put cheese and barbecue sauce and different stuff on it, and I can tolerate it, but I'll take a brat or a sausage or a hot dog or chicken or steak. I just don't like hamburgers that much.
Why?
I don't think they taste that good.
What?
I just don't.
What?
I'm not gonna. No.
You can judge me. It's not gonna change.
Well, I was gonna say I don't trust your taste in food because you're drinking wine. But then Mike's drinking wine. He likes hamburgers. Yeah. So I don't know.
We're adults. We drink wine.
I don't like red wine. I'm sorry. No.
It's okay.
Everyone, you guys can like red wine. Buy the shit out of it. I don't care. Drink it. It makes girls funnier.
That's the goal. That's why I drink red wine.
To make
girls
funnier.
No, I meant when they drink.
Not gonna taste nice.
I meant when they drink it. Oh man, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
So because I don't like hamburgers, you don't like any of my taste in food.
No. But you like stuff that I don't. Is what I'm saying.
Go on.
Like food. Oh, do you like olives? Me either.
Only black olives in minimal portions on pizza.
Really?
Yeah, me too. I don't like olives, though.
I like olives. I like garlic-stuffed olives.
Yeah. Mm. I like garlic. I'll just eat the garlic. Delicious. Just by spoon. Anyways, well, I was
going
to...
Wait, what? No.
What?
You eat garlic by the spoon?
No, I said...
You would. Okay.
I would, because garlic is good. I like it.
It is.
You go to Huat, and then you just... You don't... You make sure the garlic broth is like...
You don't stir it.
You don't stir it. You just scoop it up, and yep. You just plop the garlic on there.
Mm, I agree.
Fuck yeah.
By the way, I'm starting, if you do research on cayenne pepper, it's amazing for you.
That's good.
And I've started to sprinkle it on my foods, and I could, like, I've been losing weight, like, a little bit, like, faster.
Really?
Because what happens is that your body heats up, so you're, like, your body heats, so your body, like, condenses itself to make it colder, and, like, it works extra hard.
So I should drink more, because I'm getting warm, and it's got to cool my body down.
Yeah, drink some cayenne pepper.
Because that's why when you drink too much, you fall asleep, and your body temperature gets colder when you fall asleep.
Ooh.
Or you just pass out. Well, I was gonna say my secret actually deals with college. It involves a story.
So much happened to you in college.
So much and so little. I don't understand how girls work.
Wait, this is a secret?
No. I just don't.
Place, you're
not... Yeah. So, what are they doing? That's not my job. I don't get it.
She's, this isn't a kitchen.
Whoa, I was saying.
I'm the one he just said. I don't know how girls work, which is the most generic 80s comment I've ever heard in my time. Like every comic in the 80s. How do women work, right, guys? Jacket.
Well, I was jumping off him because like we have a female accountant and she's the only one that works in accounting and I don't understand that job, numbers and stuff. But
is that to insult women?
No, it's to insult.
Anyways, you don't understand women.
Well, I just don't get hints at all. Like I don't like they'll say stuff and I'm like, oh okay, see ya. Or whatever. It's like, I'm cold. I'm like, oh, you should go to your bedroom because that's where your clothes are. That's a bad example.
She's standing naked.
She's like, I'm cold. And you're like, all right, go to your bedroom. I'm just going to go home and watch my roommate masturbate.
No, this is, okay. Let's see how.
So you don't even know like the most obvious hints from women.
Nope.
So like when they go, I'm cold. You don't go, here's a sweatshirt. You just go, oh.
Sometimes I do, but not very often. But no, the story.
Are you just being selfish?
No, I just don't. I just am like, okay, people talk. This is the example I was going to say.
Okay.
That I don't want to say too much of it, but I might because stupid vodka. But when I was in college, there was a girl that lived upstairs and I was friends with, and she was attractive.
The girl your roommate was boning?
No.
The ghost girl?
This is when I had a single room. I didn't have a roommate at this time. All
right.
This is which adds more to the stupid story. So I'd be like up just looking on a computer, just screwing around. And then like at 2 a.m, a knock on my door. I'm like, what is happening? And she'd be at the door. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up.
What is... What a woman? What's she doing?
So then she's like, God damn it. I hate this. I didn't even get anywhere into this story yet. But then she knocks at the door. She's like, hey, are you still up? I'm like, oh yeah, just hanging out. She's doing homework. Oh, can I come in? Sure. Do you want to watch TV? Okay. And she sits down on my couch and I'm on my computer doing homework. It's just...
John has left the microphone.
It gets worse, John. Don't worry. All
right.
So then she would like fall asleep on her chair or on my couch. I'm like, oh, she's sleepy. And then I would just do my homework, and then she'd eventually wake up and go to her room. But numerous times, she'd always talk to me about her boyfriend and how much of a dick he was. Oh, Jesus. And then... She told me when she broke up with her boyfriend of 4 years.
Yeah.
Should I finish this shit? And even times when I was on my computer looking at porn, I'm like, oh no, I'm just going to bed, and I wouldn't let her in.
Wait. You gotta back that sentence up for me, I'm sorry.
So she would knock on your door at 2 a.m. drunk.
No, I never said
broken
drunk.
Broken hearted, and you would be watching porn and go, no, go away. I wanna watch Gemma Jameson take it with a giant dick instead of letting a beautiful girl in the door.
I never said Jenna Jameson.
That was the
detail. That's the whole of the story.
Yeah, I'm, so I didn't catch on for about a good 7 or 8 years. On that one. John, are you okay? Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, I have a story similar to that, but it's in like high school before I was confident.
Yeah, but all of the last 30 years was before I was confident, John.
So that's... I thought you were going to be like, when a girl says she doesn't want to talk, she does. No, a girl knocked on your door at 2 a.m. and then hung out on a couch and just wanted you to sit by her. That's all you had to do was sit by her and things were going to happen.
Epilogue.
Oh!
Years after we were done with college, she was moving away. And she invited me to hang out and drink and party and stuff. And her roommate was gone for the weekend. and we both got drunk. And it was, I think, maybe January. And I slept outside.
Is there a middle part of that story we missed?
Well, she said I could stay in the apartment.
And you said, no,
I said, no, it's okay. I've slept in my van before. Woke up at 4 in the morning, and it was cold, and I had to pee. Couldn't get back in the building, so I just peed on my car.
At this point, though, I feel that she's partially at fault here, too. Like she said, like, a hint to you.
You know what? You're right. She should have just said, can you please come just stay with me tonight?
Just stay inside. How about don't go out in your car?
She was, like, heartbroken by you. Like, she just wanted to just be with you.
You don't think I know that now, John?
No, she... But I'm on the side with Mike now. She should have done something.
Something. Yeah, you got
it. She didn't make a first move. She just kind of insinuated, which she should have done a little bit more.
But at the same time, I might just be looking too much into this.
No, it's clear cut. She wanted to do things with you.
Fuck.
Yes. Like that, yes.
So that happened to me in high school where I was like, I didn't have any experience with women whatsoever. Like, not even a kiss. And so, like, this girl had me come hang out, and it was just me and her. And her parents kind of being like, well, we're going to get out of the way out of your guys' hair. And, like, because they would, like, hang out and talk to us. And we were like, that's cool. And we watched Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser. It's a very vivid memory. And so, like we were always sitting next to each other, like, massaging each other. And even at one point, she, like, did, and I didn't kiss her. And I didn't do anything, and I still regret it.
But now you're married, so it's okay.
You're right. Those painful memories are just gone.
Oh, boy. Well, we had a lot of fun here tonight.
We did.
I think it's about time to wrap up. We'll do our little thing. What John, what did you learn tonight?
So, I learned so much.
That's it? Okay.
I learned so much.
Wait, Mike, what did you learn?
I learned that Jesus Siegel probably makes his own mask.
I learned that apparently all my paranoid thoughts aren't exactly paranoid, and I fucked up. Does anyone have a time machine?
No, but that's the thing you learn from it, and now you know all of those symbols.
Time to go hit on the college girls.
Yep. Good
luck. We live in a college town. All you have to do is go back into a dorm, make another friendship, hope she breaks up with her boyfriend, and then invites you over a lot and keeps knocking at your door.
Good plan. I like it.
Good night, everybody.